Some people call themselves Christians, but aren't really Christians. Some people put the cloak of Christianity on, but aren't really true followers of Jesus.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Hollick, here at the New Life Studios with two very special pastors. Across from me is Pastor Mark Jobe, our senior pastor, and to my right is our very own Pastor Tony Nunez, who is launching New Life number 25 very, very soon. Welcome, Pastor Tony.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you in the studio with us. Pastor Mark, why are you so excited about this launch particularly?
I'm super excited because I've known Tony and his wife, Laura, for many years. Great couple with a lot of passion for Jesus, a heart of pastors. They love people. And when I think of Villa Park, I think of Tony, who, you know, Tony's a guy that can relate to the average person. He's a guy that's had a tremendous encounter with God. And I believe God's going to do some great things in Villa Park. And Pastor Tony, this is coming at us really soon, isn't it? Could you tell us, when is the start date for this?
We're going to be launching September 23rd at 10 a.m. So, yeah, it's coming around the corner.
And September 23rd, and where is the church currently meeting? Is there a big cathedral somewhere?
Oh, no. We're breaking all the rules. We're actually meeting at the Iowa Community Center. It's a gymnasium. It's not an actual cathedral, as you're stating, but I think we notice that we're breaking all the rules.
Yeah, and a community center that's non-threatening. And we were just talking about this a minute ago. There's people from Villa Park that have already started to come, and there's some other surrounding communities that we want to encourage people to invite their friends. If people have friends in Lombard, in Elmhurst, in Oakbrook Terrace, if you have family members or friends, if you grew up, in fact, Pastor Tony, I just had a couple of people when we announced this on social media that said, hey, I grew up in Villa Park. I have relatives in Villa Park. So if you were encouraging them to invite someone to this gathering that's happened, this grand opening, what would you tell them?
Oh, I would tell them, yes, invite their friends. You know, we're a church that's all focused about Jesus. We're focusing on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't have any gimmicks. We don't have any special things that we're going to do. We're just going to focus on God's power. And you can't replace that.
Yeah.
Anytime someone hears the gospel, hears a message of Jesus Christ, there is a transformation that happens. So I'm encouraging everyone to bring their family over, bring their friends over, bring their neighbors over.
I love that. Love Pastor Tony's passion, his heart. He was radically converted, him and his wife, and they're serving that community in a powerful way. And so we want to challenge you. Yeah, check it out. Invite someone. Go to the website, newlifevillapark.org. That's newlifevillapark.org.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. We're excited about today's message, so let's tune in.
Listen to me. There's not a person in this auditorium that can't come to God right now today just the way you are, exactly the way you are. You say, praise God. Yeah. There's not a person in this, I don't care where you've been, how long you've been there. There is no class that prepares you to come to God. There is no pre-qualification that you have to do to be pre-qualified to come to God. You could be a prostitute that was turning tricks on the street last night and walked in this auditorium with your miniskirt and smelling of some man's cologne from the night before. And you can come into this place without cleaning up, without learning verses, without going to rehab, and in a moment time, surrender your life to God and be 100% automatically transformed, washed by the blood of Jesus, turned around, destined to glory, filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no pre-qualification, but let me tell you this. Let me be very, very clear about this. But you can't leave the same. You can come the way you are, but if you come to God, you can't leave the way you are. You can come with your baggage, But coming to Christ means that you leave the baggage. The narrow way cannot accept your baggage. There's a repentance. There's a release. There's a let go. Someone says, Pastor, can I be saved and be living with my boyfriend? Yeah, you can. Come. Can I be saved and still be snorting lines of cocaine? Yeah, come. Well, you know, Pastor, I sell drugs on the side. I have a nice business on the side. Can I be saved? Yeah. Yeah, come. Really? Yeah. You can be a saved drug dealer. But I forgot to tell you. But you can't go back to it. Well, I want to fit it in. No, it doesn't fit through the narrow gate. Can I pull this in? No, you got to leave it in order to cross. You can come the way you are, but repentance requires that I leave it behind. Repentance means God wants me surrendered. Oh, I know I'm not going to be perfect, and I know you struggle, but it means when you come to God that you surrender and you say, I'm no longer choosing to bring that in. If I'm going to fit in, it means I'm willing to leave it behind. I'm willing to leave the boyfriend behind. I'm willing to leave the drugs behind. I'm willing to leave the lying behind, the bitterness, the anger, the unforgiveness. Everything that I brought to God, I'm willing to leave it behind. Oh, it will be hard. Oh, there'll be a cost. I've clung to it so long. I've wanted it so long. I've lived with it so long. It's been what has satisfied me. But when I come to God, I say, God, I count the cost. I'm willing to repent and say, God, I cannot take it into my new life. It squeezes it out at the door. I have to leave it behind because it's a narrow way and you can't bring a lot of baggage with you. You have to be willing to leave it behind. That's called repentance. That's called repentance. And Jesus said, hey, that way is difficult. And it's hard. That means that once you get in the narrow gate, it's not like you get in and say, okay, now can I have my baggage? Through the other door? No. Now it's a narrow path. It means that it's a narrow path. And it's a hard path. If anybody ever told you that it's easy to live for Jesus, they lied to you. Oh, well, I came to God because I thought they were saying, come to God. You'll be happy, forgiving, floating on clouds. Never a bad day. He's on your side now. The aura of glory will surround you. It's going to rain on others, but not on you. Others people, gas prices will go up, but yours will go down. They're going to gain 10 pounds. You're going to lose 10 pounds. Man, now that you're a believer, you're going to eat hamburgers and the calories aren't even going to set on you anymore because you're a believer now. And calories, now that you're a believer, they don't count anymore. Whoa. Who lied to you? Because you won't find that anywhere in Scripture. In fact, you'll find that there's a narrow way, a hard way, a difficult way, a challenging way. See, the way is not easy. It's the destination that makes sense because it's a destination of life, of glory, of fullness, of forgiveness. It's a destination in God. And the process, we receive the presence and the power of God and the forgiveness of God, but it doesn't mean that our life becomes easy. It just means that now we have God with us. In fact, some of you, if you come to God, your life will become more complicated, more difficult, more challenging. And if you think that coming to God makes life easier, then you may not want to come to God because life could get more difficult because it's called the narrow way. And so Jesus taught this very clearly as he taught people what it means. And he says there are few that find it. The majority of people are not going to be on the narrow way. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 says there's a way which seems right to man, but the end is the way of death. Number two, I'm talking about the narrow way. Then Jesus goes on to say, and by the way, these are the words directly of Jesus speaking to a large group, some which were followers and some which were not followers. So not only do you have to understand that the narrow way is going to be the minority and few people are going to find it and it's a challenging way, but you also have to understand that narrow way people will be recognized by the fruit of their life. Verse 15, Jesus says, beware of false prophets. See, there's a lot of people that are going to say that they're on the way, but aren't really on the way. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Some people call themselves Christians, but aren't really Christians. Some people put the cloak of Christianity on, but aren't really true followers of Jesus. So not everybody who says I am is. Are you with me here? Not everybody who says I am is. And Jesus is warning us about this, and he says, you will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes? The rhetorical answer is what? No, not a trick question. Do you go to a thorn bush and say, let me get grapes? No, what do you get from thorn bushes? Thorns. He says, are grapes gathered from thorn bushes? No. Or figs from thistles? No. So every healthy tree bears good fruit. Good fruit. But the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruit. In essence, what Jesus was saying is that the way that you recognize someone who's on the way, on the narrow way, the people of the way, is that the people of the way start showing evidence in their life that there has been a transformation that occurred at the entrance point of Christianity. That you begin to see change in their life. That evidence is the fact that they're truly people of the narrow way. The Bible calls it fruit. And not everybody who says I'm a Christian is a Christian. And not everybody who says Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. I recently... My son and daughter recently had a little situation that where they were actually in a car. My son was driving a pickup truck for a summer job that he had, and he was driving around the neighborhood, and they were talking and drove a couple times around the neighborhood, and they had someone jump out in front of them. They saw a car following them, and then when they stopped at a stop sign, a guy jumped out of the car and stopped them. And my son saw the car behind and drove around them. The car followed them in this pickup truck. And so finally they stopped by our house in a cul-de-sac. And the guy jumped out and he said, what are you doing driving around the neighborhood? We've heard that there's some suspicious characters driving around the neighborhood. And he said, I'm a police officer. And he gave his last name. I'm a police officer, so I want to know what you're doing. And my son said, show me your badge.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Narrow Way, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Fan or Follower. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message and give you some information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark with his message, The Narrow Way.
And he said, he kept talking, I'm a police officer, I want you to know, and he kept saying, show me your badge. Well, no. Show me your badge. Show me your badge. I'm not going to answer any questions until you show me your badge. By the way, you're supposed to do that. Wise to do. Because why do you have to say show me your badge? Because not everybody who says I'm a police officer is really a police officer. Show me your badge. So he actually took off. My daughter called the real police who came out and said, hey, someone's impersonated a police officer. And then a little while back, this guy came back on his bicycle and I was out there and said, hey, are you the guy? What were you doing? And he says, actually, I really am a police officer. And he was. He just didn't have his badge on him. but here's the thing. Not everybody who says I am something is authentically that something. There has to be evidence. There has to be signs that that person really is. And Jesus said, listen well, Jesus said, the way you know someone is truly on the narrow way, the people of the narrow way will evidence it by their fruit. What kind of fruit? Well, the fruit of change, the fruit of character change, the fruit of not perfect, because no one is perfect. Even people on the way that have given their life to Jesus are not perfect. So Jesus is not looking for perfection, but he is looking for transformation and change. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ and you squeeze through that narrow place where the blood of Jesus has come upon you, the Holy Spirit has entered into you, where you have repented of your past and invited him in, gotten baptized to follow him, then there should be evidence of change in your life. It should be visible to people that you are a different individual, that you are being changed in the image of Jesus, that the character of Jesus is showing up in you, that you're not the same person you were. It's not just that you go to church now and act the same way as you've always acted. Let me say that again. It's not simply that you come to church now and act the same way that you've always acted, because that doesn't make you a narrow way person. That just makes you a church-going person. There's a difference between a church-going person and a person of the narrow way. There's a lot more people that go to church than are on the narrow way. Oops, ouch. Going to McDonald's doesn't make me a hamburger. Showing up at the gym doesn't make me in shape. It just means I got a membership. It doesn't make me fit. Going to a concert doesn't make me musical. It just means I got a ticket in. Are you tracking with me? Going to college doesn't mean I'm studying. It just means mama paid my tuition. Going to church doesn't make me a Christian. It just means I'm hanging out with Christians. And hopefully in that crowd, there's people of the narrow way that have counted the cost, that have chosen to follow. But you can hang out with Christians for a long time without ever going through the narrow way path. And so Jesus is saying you're going to know them by their fruit. It's the evidence of change, that they will be different. You will know them by their fruit. And it's only the fruit of transformation in their life that's the evidence. And one of the greatest fruits, Jesus said, you will know them by their love. In other words, God begins to change you, so you begin to love God more than anything else in life, and you begin to love people, and there begins to, in your life, now you're not at the center of your life, God is at the center of your life, and you want to please him more than anybody else, and so when God starts working in your life, you repent and leave things behind, you grow and start changing in what it means to follow him, because they will know them by their fruit. And by the way, I believe it's the fruit of their character. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. Not everybody that claims to be a follower of Jesus, even when they're on a stage like this or on a television program or a teacher, write a book or whatever it may be, doesn't necessarily mean they're followers of the way. You need to be careful what you listen to, careful what you watch, careful the message that you ingest. Because the Word of God tells us that in the end times, there will come a time where people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they will, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and aside to myths, it tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. You need to be discerners of the way. Are you tracking with me? This is really important. The Bible says in the end times, many will be led astray. Many will follow the wrong teachings because they're not grounded in the Word. So it's their character. Anytime there is any teacher, leader that's influencing people, it's not just about their presentation. You have to ask, what is their character? What's the character? What's the fruit of that ministry and the character of their life? Because you will know them by their fruit, the Word of God says. Number three, and lastly, Narrow way people will be known by their obedience to the Father. So not only as narrow way people will we be a minority, not only as narrow way people will we demonstrate the fruit, there'll be evidence of change in our life, but as narrow way people, we will also be known by the obedience to the Father. Look at what Jesus says in verse 21. Not everyone, this is one of the most scariest verses in all of Scripture. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In other words, didn't we speak words in your name? And didn't we cast out demons in your name? In other words, power encounters in your name. And even do mighty works in your name. And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. What Jesus is saying here is what makes you a follower of the way is not that you pray or even, listen to me, or even that you believe in God. You say, well, are you a Christian? Yeah, I believe in God. Do you know in James it tells us that even the demons believe in God and tremble? So you believe in God? The demons do too. Great, you're in great category. Believing in God doesn't make you a Christian. 99% of the world's population believes in a God. But yet Jesus says that the majority are not on the narrow way. Believing even in God, as found in Scripture, God as in Jesus and having a crucifix and believing that God is up there and there's a God that you pray to. Many of you, how many of you before you became a believer actually prayed to God? How many of you prayed to God before you became a believer? Be honest, how many of you? Many people pray to God without even knowing God. So believing in God and praying to God doesn't make you a follower of Jesus. There are many, 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 many people, most people that pray at one time or another if they're in a bad situation, praying, saying, Lord, Lord, does not make you a follower of the way. It just makes you a believer in God, and the majority of our population prays when in trouble or believes there's a supreme being that will help him out. That doesn't make you a follower of the way. In fact, he says, not everybody that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but it's he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. What does that mean? That means it's not the one who believes that God is there. It's the one who obeys the God that's up there. There's a difference between belief and obedience. And what does the God up there say? Well, he's revealed it in Scripture. And he says that if you want to be a follower of his, you must first of all believe the message. That's the beginning. And Jesus as the only way and his sacrifice for you. But you can believe even that and not be a believer. Because you can understand the gospel and yet not have obeyed the gospel. You understand the theology, but you don't understand the practicality. I'm making up a word here for you. It means that I know it, and now I surrender to obedience to the Father who has told me that I must repent, I must believe, and I must choose to follow the way of God. I'll never be able to do it on my own. I can only do it with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Here's the thing. The Holy Spirit will never come inside of you and change you unless you acknowledge Jesus as Lord. You open the door to the Holy Spirit when you repent and believe and surrender to him, and then the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. He won't open the door if you simply say, I believe in God. He only opens the door. He only comes into you when you say, I surrender to Jesus as Lord. My life no longer belongs to me. You are Lord of my life. Come and change me. I'm willing to let go everything behind and let the Holy Spirit inside of me change me. That's how the Holy Spirit comes into your life.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Fan or Follower. with the second half of his message today called The Narrow Way. Join us again for part three, Counting the Cost, on the next Straight Talk. As I mentioned in the middle of our program, we have a great way for you to get this broadcast for free. Just subscribe to our Straight Talk radio app. It's free, and you can find it at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 400 other messages, great resources, and a link to our New Life Community Church page, as well as Pastor Mark's 2020 vision and our New Life locations. We hope that you check it out. There are 27 life-giving churches around Chicago, and if you would like to know more information about them, just go to www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Be sure you tell them you heard about New Life from the Straight Talk radio program. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team. We thank you so much for listening. Please do tune in again and tell a friend about our Straight Talk radio program. Have a great evening, and God bless.